greater Chicago area that people just wouldn't ever look towards Greens.
I can understand it. In the whole area, I don't think it occurs. I think it would be a strange to tell people to eat grass. I mean, be sure to collect the grass after you cut it
and cook it.
It really would be that strange.
It would, yeah, that's funny.
My family has...
Well, now, would that extend down into your part of Ohio
yes,
also?
Yes,
that's funny.
We had no taste for it until my brother went to New Orleans 15 years ago, and he became converted. And now greens...
Well, now, the same people who didn't like greens, would they like spinach?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's contradictory, I know, but...
Well, there's a lot of difference because some people think that spinach has a slick taste. That's what, you know, some people don't like. And spinach would not be cooked with fat meat or bacon or anything. It
right.
would be cooked and butter put on it. And this other would certainly have to be cooked with.
Do you ever use Swiss chard?
No, that's something that... is not used much down here.
Now those are spinach and Swiss chard are used a great deal.
Uh-huh. Well, spinach is always available.
What, when you use turnip greens, what's the difference between greens and salad?
No difference at all, except some people say turnip salad, and you know, I never have looked it up, but I have seen the word. I always really thought that when people would say turnip salad, I thought it was S-A-L-A-D. And you know, I have seen
Excuse
it in print.
You thought it was what? I
didn't S-A-L-A-D, just like you'd say any salad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw it, and I have never looked this up. I don't know what the dictionary, but I've seen it in print many times of late. And it would be, let me see how it would be spelled, S-A-L-L-I-T, I believe, or something like that.
Yes, now how
and that, that, well, which, if you call it what you want to, it's exactly the same thing. It's, and greens just sort of covers. Well, it would be mustard greens or turnip greens or whatever kind of greens, but it would be.
This is very interesting. How would you pronounce, just in ordinary, if you weren't conscious of the dictionary and the spelling, how is that pronounced in conversation?
I would have been pronouncing it salad all my life, but you know you can hardly distinguish between
yeah.
salad and salad. L-E-T or A-D, it sounds just almost alike. And I'm going to look it up and see what that word is in the dictionary because I just never have thought of it. But I know now that and if I'd been writing a letter to somebody and wanted to use the word, I would have spelled it S-A-L-A-D. And I'm sure I would have been wrong because so often people don't call it that anyway. We'll just say we had mustard greens today or we had turnip greens today or something like that. You don't have to...
So you don't hear people say the T in the end?
No.
You really hear it?
I think that... I believe that I don't think I would be by myself. And I think you could stump half people in Holly Springs the same way because I believe they're saying just what I said and would spell it that way.
That is interesting. Well, we hear it too.